What parts to the existence of the soul? Have the nefesh, which is the physical movements, the koyach, the power that gives the physical movements to the body. Ruach gives the koyach to your emotions. So you have the midos, the koyach behind the midos is your ruach. Then you have neshama, which is the life force of your seichel, hachm bin adas. Then it's chaya, which is your power of transcendence. It's not about me. And then there's yechida. Yechida isn't a level. Yechida is transcendent. Yechida, when it's just one, it's just oneness. Therefore, you can't have any division in it, before it includes everything else. Rabbi Nasicha talks about what is chassidus. He compares chassidus to yechida, that it embodies all the other four. So, in his example, he uses modeh ani, and he goes through pardes, pshat, remez, drush, sod. Here's that, for example, Kabbalah is sod, so you have that. That would be the level of chia. But then chassidus would be the yechida, and that it encompasses all four and adds to all four, because it can't be a fifth level, because then it won't be one. It would be on its own, and then it would be fifth as opposed to not one to four. The yechida encompasses everything. So every day we have three tefillas, so therefore we're accessing nefesh, ruach, neshama. And on holy days, we have a fourth, we have the Musaf, and then we access the high level of Chia. Then the Yom Kippur is the one day of the year where we have five tefillahs. There, we're accessing the fifth tefillah, we're accessing the Yechida. Again, it's not just that the fifth tefillah is the Yechida, because Yechida will permeate all tefillahs on Yom Kippur. So what is the Yechida? Yechida is that I am completely one with God. So any Veira is that God hates that. He said, don't do it, because this is something which he hates. So the story is not that you did something that God hates, but because you are yachid with Hashem, that in deep down inside you, who are you, you hate it as well. And that you did something that you absolutely abhor isn't a reality. You don't do things you really don't want to do. So that from the level of yachida, when you look back on the sins, it's that even though it looks like I did it, it wasn't me. Because the real me is the yachid with Hashem. And therefore, on that Yom Kippur, you reach that level of oneness with Hashem, and seeing that, it's like you never did it. The Avera, which I did, I am separate from. There's a separation between me and my Avera, because when I'm doing Averas, it's not what I really want to be doing, so therefore it's not really me. So since this Avera has nothing to do with me, even though I did it, and the action exists, it didn't affect me at all, because it's so outside of me. So what was the point of the Avera, if no one wants it? Because with the place that the Baal Teshuva stands, the Tzaddik can't, and that by doing the Avera, because of Taivas, not because of Rotzen, now you didn't do it Lechatchila, you do the Avera in order to bring out that deeper relationship, and to bring out that deeper light that comes from Teshuvah.